moving from freedom into the domain of responsibility. Is libertarianism necessary in order to have genuine responsibility for what you do? This is an extraordinarily important discussion, and it's going to become more and more integral in terms not just of church, but in terms of wider societal structures and systems. Responsibility, of course, brings up all sorts of questions about justice. How do we respond to people who do things that are wrong? And a lot of libertarians argue, and this is one of their strongest arguments, actually, at the level of intuition. They'll argue that in order to genuinely be responsible, you need to have libertarian freedom and alternative possibilities. But in a society which is increasingly materialistic, in a society which increasingly endorses the worldview of atheism, naturalism, then it's very easy to move into an acceptance of determinism by natural law. And if you accept determinism, and you also ethically believe that alternative possibilities and libertarianism is necessary for responsibility, then what you've done is you've constructed a society where there's a fundamental contradiction between why you believe people do what they do and how you treat them when they do it. Now, this is actually something which is becoming discussed very, very, very seriously in the academic community, amongst not just philosophers, but also amongst ethicists, amongst lawyers, judges, doctors. All of this is very, very important. And it also brings up a whole another issue, and that issue is not only how do you treat someone, but if people are just determined to do what they do, if you alter factors in their lives, then you can control or alter or change their behavior. And so medicine and healthcare can be geared towards deterministically shaping and molding society for the individual and society's good, of course, right? There's all sorts of entailments when you start working through these issues. But right now, in my judgment, we are at a very interesting crossroads. And the only thing you can hope, and it's funny how sometimes the deplorable state of universities and the education system in general is a great thing. You know, all you can hope now is that the universities are so fragmented and none of the diversity is brought into a unit, which is the university is supposed to do, is bring all subjects of knowledge and domain together into an integrated whole. Now the departments don't even talk to each other. So you just really hope that all the people who are determinists never talk to all the people who believe in responsibility, because once they figure out that what they're endorsing is contradictory, you're going to have to reshape all of society. See, the judicial system is self-consciously predicated on punishing people who are personally responsible for what they have done. But if people are determined by natural law or genetics or sociology or environmental factors, or if there's a combination, a determined combination of nature and nurture, which are just two different angles or lenses into natural law, then you have people who are merely unlucky. They're not morally evil. In fact, there'd be a very, very good argument that there is no such thing as moral evil anyway. And so if there's no moral evil, how can you punish someone for doing something wrong? You don't have right or wrong categories, and they were determined to do what they were going to do anyway. They just got unlucky. So there are actually both popular and academic level arguments now where they're saying, listen, what we need to do is we need to treat people like earthquakes. Earthquakes cause damage. Earthquakes have bad results. But earthquakes are not morally responsible. Given naturalism, how are human beings, if all we are material agents, the sort of not end result, but the medium-term result. We have no idea how long history is going to go on. We are simply, at this stage, the result of natural law and evolution, right? It used to be popularly believed that humans were the height of evolution until evolutionists were told, in a way which couldn't be denied, that if evolution is a blind, random, chaotic process, then it's sort of incoherent to talk about higher and lower. We're just different, right? And so to say that we're the end result of evolution is nonsense. The end result of evolution stops when evolution stops. We might find ourselves historically looked at as a very low species in the evolutionary branching tree of life, right? Well, that's all we are. If we're not really responsible for what we've done, if we're just the product of natural forces, and if you exclude moral evil from your worldview, then how dare we actually punish people when bad things happen as a result of what they do? They weren't any more responsible than the earthquake, than the tsunami, than the weather patterns that formed the hurricane or the tornado. They just did. They are the bearers of bad qualities. Or people are the bearers of good qualities. Or they are the producers of bad effects or good effects. But there's no way that we can say that they're morally evil or morally righteous. If you're not responsible for what you do, then you are no longer blameworthy. Conversely, if you are not responsible for what you do, you are no longer praiseworthy either. So in this model, both blame and praise are excluded logically from the system. And people are beginning to argue in louder chorus that we need to utterly overhaul our view of society, our whole judicial system, all of these sorts of things. We need to get rid of personal responsibility because, given determinism, it's not right. In fact, and this is where I have to agree. I have to agree with these determinists who are saying, listen, it's actually immoral to punish someone for something they're not responsible for. So they argue, far from having the judicial system that we have, our judicial system is positively immoral because we're treating people as if they're responsible when, given our worldview, they're not responsible, so it is wrong to punish them for something they're not responsible for. In that sense, the judicial system isn't even neutral, it's negative. That's very, very hard to argue against. The idea being floated out most popularly now is that we want to think of justice in terms of a quarantine healthcare model. They would say the same way that without blaming the person who has contracted the virus which could cause an epidemic, we don't blame them for that. They're just unlucky. But we quarantine them. We separate them so that they cannot cause widespread damage in the world. Well, that's what we want to do with criminals. They're not morally responsible.